If you stand for a reason, stand like a tree. And if you fall down, fall like a seed, which will grow and come back to fight again. Tackling and battling our emotions is the greatest task, and we all do it every day. Yes. Emotions and emotional intelligence. Yes. Today we're going to talk about emotional intelligence. What's exactly emotional intelligence? It is about managing your emotions and also understanding the emotions of others. Well, we have three skills in emotional intelligence. Knowing your emotions, yes, the ability to manage your emotions when it comes to thinking and problem-solving capabilities. It is also about knowing others' emotions, cheering up or calming their emotions as well. Emotional intelligence is all about knowing your emotions, perceiving your emotions, managing your emotions, and definitely delivering your emotions. Yes, that's called emotional intelligence. And why it's necessary? Yes, it's necessary for every day and for everyone. There are five characteristics of emotional intelligence. That is self-regulation, self-awareness, empathy, social skills, and definitely motivation. Now, what is self-awareness? Self-awareness is nothing but knowing your emotions, managing them time to time, and knowing the need of the hour. Yes, being with thinking or the problem-solving abilities. Self-regulation is again controlling your emotions according to the situations. Motivation, yes, getting self-motivated each and every time at any given situation. Nothing should be affecting you. Yes, that is called self-motivation. And coming on to empathy, knowing the needs and requirements of others, understanding their emotions to the given situations, and definitely the social skills. Being in a team or working in a team, all this is nothing but a social skills. And all these are the basic characteristics of an emotional intelligence, and I think we all need that. Yes, handwriting definitely talks about all the characteristics that is required for handling your emotions. And I'm here to give you the guidelines on which letter talks about self-regulation and which letter talks about motivation, empathy, the social skills, and definitely about the self-awareness. Is emotional intelligence important in a workplace? Yes, it's very important because we deal with a lot of personalities, a lot of skills, and definitely you have a lot of understanding with your emotions. And if you have a good EQ, that's your emotional intelligence, you will know to manage the emotions of yourself and the person opposite to you. Be it with the competitions or demotivation or bullying or harassment, a lot of things that happens in a workplace. And I'm sure with a good EQ, you definitely will have this transformational psychology, and you will need to understand the emotion of yourself and others very well. And I'm sure handwriting is a beautiful aid to understand your emotion, to tackle it, and to battle it. The three important steps to improve your EQ, that is your emotional intelligence: observe yourself, don't react but respond, and don't put yourself down. Very important is to observe yourself. Don't suppress your feelings, because you have to know to handle your emotions beautifully. And coming on to responding, yes, we need to respond to the given situation. If you're angry, you can walk out. That's a positive sign. But then giving away your emotions at a workplace definitely is not recommended. And coming on to don't put yourself onto a pedestal is also saying that you are the best and you will get the worth of what you are. Just wait patiently, and that is nothing but emotional intelligence.